Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast is a review of Panorama Consulting's 2014 ERP report, Organizational and Business Process Management. And today I'm going to be speaking with January Polk, Senior Manager of Organizational Change and Business Process Management Services at Panorama Consulting Solutions. Also, she's an expert in all things ERP, including market research and trend analysis. January, welcome back to the podcast. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
As always, it'll be a pleasure, I'm sure. And let's get into the questions we have right away. First thing our listeners are going to want to know, what was Panorama's intent to publish a report? A report solely focusing on OCM and BPM?
Well, while many organizations are familiar with organizational change and business process management, these initiatives are some of the items that we find are most overlooked, but are critical success factors of an ERP project. Panorama Consulting Solutions developed the 2014 ERP report, Organizational Change Management and Business Process Management, to investigate the impact of these initiatives on ERP industry trends and their effect on project outcomes across the industries, different size organizations, and across multiple geographic locations. The report summarizes Panorama's independent research into the experiences of implementation teams, each with a varying level of focus on organizational change and business process management.
Okay. So how did Panorama go about obtaining this data?
To ensure that our findings reflect the current conditions as accurately as possible, the data for the 2014 ERP report was gathered from our 2014 benchmark survey located on Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. And this year, we are fortunate to have 130 respondents complete the surveys.
Wow.
Of which we based our analysis on.
What types of companies are represented in your data collection then?
Well, we receive responses from all different types of companies and industries, including financial, manufacturing, distribution, food and beverage, and many more. However, what we found is that regardless of the industry, the experiences around and the same challenges around organizational change management and business process management are the same across all the different industries.
Mm-hmm. What is BPM's role in an ERP implementation? And tell us why it's so important.
Business process management identifies and evaluates the non-value-added steps and activities within a process and tries to streamline these steps to improve the overall efficiency of a process.
Okay.
It also identifies key differentiating steps within a process that cannot be removed or should be improved to ensure that a company does not lose its competitiveness in the market.
Mm-hmm.
This year, our results show that half of the survey respondents adjusted their business processes to accommodate the ERP functionality. So what this means is that a lot of those companies chose to take an out-of-box solution best practice as their process moving forward. This can be a risk to an organization because if you don't understand what your key differentiators are within a given process that makes you competitive and you apply an out-of-the-box solution, then you can lose that competitiveness without knowing it, and it can have an overall negative impact on your revenues and growth going into the future.
I see.
So that's why it's really important to look at it as part of when you're looking at putting a new ERP system in.
Okay. So what would you say then along those lines? What is OCM's role in an ERP implementation and why is it so important?
Well, organizational change management is something that facilitates the transformation from current state processes to future state processes. And it does this by identifying the change impacts associated with those changes. So when you move from a current state to a future state, people's roles and what they do are going to change. And you have to understand how they're going to change so that you can effectively communicate those changes and that you can effectively train to those changes when you put in the new system. Organizational change management also identifies employee acceptance or resistance for the new changes related to the new system. Our results this year show that companies spend only about 9% of their overall implementation budget on organizational change management. This is really low. At the end of the day, what it comes down to is the people, not the technology. So you can put the best software in place and automate all these different business processes, but if you don't have the people's buy-in and they refuse to use the system, then the company won't realize the expected benefits that they've identified as part of the ERP initiative.
Folks, we've been speaking with January Polk, Senior Manager of Organizational Change and Business Process Management Services with Panorama Consulting Solutions. And of course, you're listening to ERP Strategies and Solutions. We'll be right back.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today we're talking with January Polk about Panorama's 2014 ERP report, Organizational and Business Process Management. Welcome back to the program. January, let's get right back into the questions that we have for you. Why do organizations ignore the need for OCM in their implementation services? Why do they do that?
Well, I feel that oftentimes ERP projects are viewed as an IT initiative versus a business initiative. And so for that particular reason, the people aspect of the project is often overlooked. Mm-hmm. It is common also for executives to have a false sense of security that the users are bought into a new system, or some executives have the stance that it doesn't matter, the users have no choice, they're going to have to use the new system.
Okay.
So it's really important that executives understand that just because they think the organization is bought in, that there are a lot of elements that involve the end users that need to be taken into account, like what is the impact to their job, how easy is it for them to learn a new system, to learn a new process.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, ERP projects are very challenging, and companies tend to have a tendency to not go into them with their eyes wide open. So they don't plan for the right organizational change management activities within their project timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And then project timelines typically go beyond the scope and increase in terms of when their completion dates are. And so when this happens, what we found is a lot of companies will then try and eliminate or get rid of or bypass a lot of the change management activities that they did actually include in the plan to avoid the additional cost or scope creep. This then becomes a huge risk, though, to the organization because you're forgetting about the people aspect, and even if you cut out some training to reduce costs, then that means that people weren't trained adequately on their new system and they won't use it. So it does have a huge impact and is critical to the overall success of a project.
So what would you say are some of the effects of inadequate business process and change management? And how can that be avoided?
Some of the effects of inadequate business process and change management are, one, increased costs associated with a high number of customizations. Two, disjointed or loosely defined future state business processes and policies. Three, a loss of key differentiators and competitive advantage. So if you take an out-of-box best practice, you risk losing those steps that differentiate you from the competition.
Right.
There's also the effect of employee resistance and lack of buy-in for the new system. So if you don't involve your employees as part of the process and they don't feel that their voice is heard, they're less likely to use the system. Or if you don't identify those training needs correctly, you're less likely to train on the system correctly.
Mm.
And then there's a lack of defined workforce transition and backfill plan if you don't have a focus on business process and change management. So some of the things that a company can do to avoid some of these challenges is involve all the end users in the process to help define the current state and future state requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have a good software selection evaluation process to ensure you validate how each of those systems can meet your business requirements. Identify and understand the change impacts associated with moving from the current state process to the future state process, and make sure that you communicate and train on all of the new process changes and policies. And then also make sure that you allow for enough time for the dedicated project team members to participate in the process. This can sometimes be result in having to backfill positions, but if you give the individuals involved in the process the time to sit down and clearly define the process and make sure that the technical resources understand how the new system needs to be built, then you're more likely to build a system that's going to work for the people and that the people are going to use.
Were there any other interesting points that your analysis found in the data?
Well, there are many different points that we found. I think overall, we found that a lot of companies are not putting the due diligence into spending the time on defining their business processes for those items that are key differentiators for them that make them competitive in the market, as well as a lot of companies are not putting in the amount of money into their implementation to address the change management issues that we really think companies should take into account. So things like making sure that you define what the benefits are going to be for the new system, that you establish baselines for them, and that you define the right training strategy for your organization so that you do get that employee buy-in and people do use the system as you intend them to use it.
Well, we're getting close to the end of our time for our podcast today. January, where can our listeners find out more about the information that you've shared today?
You can find more about the Organizational Business Process Management report on our website at www.panorama-consulting.com. There is a white paper that you can download that will have more information about our in-depth analysis on OCM and BPM.
Okay, great. I've been speaking with January Polk today. And January, thanks for joining us here today. I really appreciate your time and all the information that you're able to share for our podcast listeners. Thanks for being here.
Great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I look forward to doing it again. Once again, I've been speaking with January Polk, Senior Manager of Organizational Change and Business Process Management Services at Panorama Consulting Solutions. And as we wrap up this review of Panorama's 2014 ERP report, Organizational and Business Process Management. Now remember, if you have questions about any of the information we've covered here today, check out Panorama's website, panorama-consulting.com. Panorama-consulting.com. You'll find a wealth of information there. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.